This brought to mind my years in political science grad school and an essay by a famous Yale scholar, Juan Linz, who said that parliamentary systems are superior to presidential systems because they allow for greater stability and purposeful action. In a parliamentary system, he contended, the legislature and the executive are fused, so there is no contest for national legitimacy and power. Think of David Cameron in England. He is the head of the coalition that won the election, head of the bloc that has a majority in parliament, and head of the executive branch as prime minister. Remember the political battle surrounding the debt ceiling. It's actually impossible in a parliamentary system because the executive controls the legislature. There could not be a public spectacle of the two branches of government squabbling or holding the country hostage. In the American presidential system, in contrast, you have a presidency and a legislature, both of which claim to speak for the people. As a result, you always have a contest over basic legitimacy, who is actually speaking for and representing the people. In America today, we take this struggle to an extreme. We have one party in one house of the legislature claiming to speak for all the people because theirs was the most recent electoral victory. And of course, you have the president who claims a broader mandate as the only person elected by all the people. Now, these are unresolvable claims, and they invite constant struggle. There are, of course, advantages to the American system. The checks and balances have been very useful on occasion. Let me give you an example. In 1945, Britain enacted a quasi-socialist economic plan that set the country on a bad, bad path. But look at the situation we're in today. Western countries have all created welfare states and governmental systems that are cumbersome, sluggish, and expensive, especially as the population ages. These need to be reformed. And many of these reforms are fairly obvious in social security, tax policy, energy policy, but the American government has lost the ability to actually implement any policy solutions because of political gridlock. Look at what the S&P actually said in its downgrade. Quote, America's governance and policy making is becoming less stable, less effective, and less predictable than we previously believed. Despite this year's wide-ranging debate, in our view, the differences between political parties have proven to be extraordinarily difficult to bridge, unquote. This is not just about the presidential system alone. Recent developments have added to polarization and paralysis. The filibuster, for example, is not in the Constitution, but it is now routinely used in the Senate to allow a minority of one house to block all legislation.
That filibuster after filibuster.
In a fast-moving world where other countries are acting quickly and with foresight, we are paralyzed. It's all very well to keep saying that we have the greatest system in the history of the world, but against the backdrop of dysfunction, it sounds a lot like thoughtless cheerleading.